Well, the Gaslight Cabaret Festival continues next Thursday and Friday with Ken Haller and his new show, Mama's Boy. Ken, good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve.
So, are you?
Yes, I'm a mama's boy. I'm an Irish Catholic kid from Long Island and one of five kids. And so in this show, this is sort of my tribute to her. It starts out with songs that she used to sing around the house, songs that remind me of her. And that's sort of a springboard for, you know, all the rest. And as you know, I also, in my day job, I'm a pediatrician. So where I go with that is, what does it mean to take care of kids? How do kids fit into our world, and how can we nurture them? So that's sort of where it goes. And I do it in a way that is both heartwarming and hilarious.
Well, I'll go back to the mama's boy thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't always sure that was a good thing.
Well, I learned a lot of lessons about, you know, how to take care of other people and how to take care of yourself and how to be a human being in the world from my mom. So there's that, and the music that she listened to, the music that she taught me, those gave me some really important lessons in life. And then as I was growing up and I realized that I was, I was this little gay kid and I was in many ways, you know, a mama's boy in that sense, then, you know, what was the music that sort of helped me through that? And, of course, that was Broadway musicals. So there will be a lot from Broadway, Hollywood, you know, that kind of Great American Songbook and theater tradition that'll be part of this show.
You talk about being a little gay kid. If it's not too personal, is that something that, you grew up in a different era? You have a milestone birthday coming up. I hate to mention that, too.
Oh, no. I'm very open about it. I'm doing this show next Thursday and Friday, the 30th and 31st. And the 31st, Halloween, is going to be my 60th birthday.
Wow. So when you grew up, not every kid talked to their parents about their private thoughts about their sexuality. So
right.
What was your story?
Well, it's interesting because I actually talk about that a bit in the show, but a lot of it was, you know, just trying to deal with it myself, because in that era, people didn't talk about this at all. And I thought I was the only person like this, and I had no idea what I was supposed to do with this. And what I finally realized, and I think this is something that for you know, gay men of my generation, why Broadway musicals are so important and why they speak to us, is what happens in a musical. Someone has these emotions they can't express any other way, so they sing it. Now, in most musicals, that's an internal monologue that is externalized without getting, you know, too much into the exegesis of this sort of thing. However, that is why this speaks to me and why these songs from that era really speak to me.
Well, why don't you prove that? You know, we don't have a piano in the studio, so I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Well, luckily, my music director, Al Fisher, has provided some lovely piano tracks. So we're going to try to, you know, do a little bit of that. I'll sing a little bit to some of these tracks.
Well, Ken, you talked about children and sort of what that means to you. They're important to you professionally and personally,
right,
obviously.
Right.
So you have a song, Children Will Listen. What's that about?
Well, this is a song by Stephen Sondheim, who, if you know me at all, you know that Stephen Sondheim is my god.
You did – was it your first cabaret show? It was Sondheim.
Yeah, it was song by Sondheim. Every song was a Sondheim song. And I just think he is the most brilliant, brilliant writer of musical theater of the past half century. And this song is from Into the Woods, which is actually going to be a major motion picture this fall.
I'm trying to think. Didn't I see you in a production of that a long time ago?
Right. I was in Into the Woods at Stray Dog Theater way back in '09.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
I saw that, yeah.
So this is a song about what it means to take care of children, and I think we're going to do a little bit of that.
All right.
How do you say to your child in the night, nothing's all black, but then nothing's all white? How can you say it will all be all right when you know that it mightn't be true? What do you do? Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Care careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen.
The Gaslight Cabaret Festival presents Ken Haller and Mama's Boy. It's next Thursday and Friday, 8 p.m. both nights at the Gaslight Theater on North Boyle in the Central West End. It's part of the Gaslight Cabaret Festival. Jim Dolan. And company.
Producer extraordinaire. And yeah. and we had some lovely underscoring for you for that. That's a cabaret term.
I don't know it.
Yes. When the pianist plays underneath your speaking, which another cabaret term, patter. Patter is what you use to introduce songs, what you say during songs, what you say afterwards to
Because in in cabaret, it would be the patter that's almost as important as the music.
Oh, yeah. This is what holds it all together. I mean, one of the things this is my third show, and one of the things I've tried to do in each of my shows is create an arc for it with a beginning, a middle, and an end. I tell stories from my own life. And by the end, what's been very gratifying to me is people come up to me and say, boy, I thought I knew you, but after seeing this show...
Oh, tell that story. I just heard this the other day for the first time. I think you were on – I don't think it was me. I think you were on a show – you were on St. Louis on the Air with Don Marsh.
Right, with Don Marsh,
and you did a song like you did now.
Right, because one of the things we talked about, because I sometimes do the Ask the Pediatrician thing, and so we talked a little bit about the relationship of art and medicine, which I think is very important. In fact, I teach a course at SLU Med School called Acting Like a Doctor, Using the Skills of Actors to Be a Better Doctor. Hmm. It's about mindfulness and things. Anyway, I was on the show, and I had a piano track for Not While I'm Around from Sweeney Todd, which, you know, nothing's going to harm you, Not While I'm Around, and it's a very sweet song. It happened to be while Sweeney Todd was being produced by Opera Theater St. Louis, and that afternoon I went to Opera Theater to see a matinee, and I went up to the tent afterwards, and the guy who plays Toby, who sings the song in the show, was there, and I said, you were amazing, and he was fantastic. And I said, you know, I just love Sondheim. And he said, no, what do you do? He said, I'm a pediatrician. He goes, were you on St. Louis Public Radio today? I said, yeah, I was. He goes, oh, I heard you do Children Will Listen. You were really good. I'm like, holy mackerel. that was very, very nice. So, that was very, very gratifying.
So what you did just there, that was patter?
That was patter.
Do another song. I remember it well.
Oh, yeah. And this where this comes in the show is when I talk about my parents, and as they got older, they would sometimes, you know, they would tell stories about their lives when they were younger to their grandkids. But those stories didn't always match up.
We met at 9. We met at 8. I was on time. No, you were late.
Oh, yes.
I remember it well. We dined with friends, we dined alone. A tenor sang, a baritone.
Ah, yes,
I remember it well. The dazzling April moon, there was none that night. And the month was June.
That's right,
that's right. It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes.
I remember it well.
Ken Haller's new cabaret show is Mama's Boy. You mentioned, you know, you talk about how important your mom was to you, and I think you even acknowledge your dad in all fairness show, too.
Yeah, he sort of comes in stealth later.
You're the second of five kids.
Right, right.
And where'd you grow up?
Long Island, Hicksville, Long Island, New York. The town was actually called Hicksville.
Is there a joke there?
It was named after Elias Hicks, who brought the Long Island Railroad out that far onto Long Island back in the 19th century. And the farmers were so grateful to have a way to get their produce to market before it rotted that they called it Hicksville in his honor without realizing the embarrassing consequences for posterity.
Well, talk a little bit about your mom and dad and what growing up was like in, you know, the early 60s on Long Island.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad was an aerospace engineer, which meant that he was, you know, he was a dad of that era. He was sort of there and kind of not there. My mom was the one who really raised us, and she was Irish Catholic. And one of the things that she would say, now, Irish Catholic, there's usually all of her stories involve death of some sort. That's an Irish Catholic thing. And whenever she would get angry at the five of us kids, instead of saying, I want to kill you kids, she would just say, I really should have been a nun. Because that way, it's not enough to just kill you. You just want to eliminate their entire existence. So that's kind of the way she did it. But what I learned from her was to live in the moment, to just appreciate who I was. And eventually, as I realized who I was as a gay man, to finally realize that I was capable of love too.
Wow. Which brings us
to, I think that calls for another song.
What would you like to do?
I think Old Devil Moon.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blaze in their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
The Gaslight Cabaret Festival presents Ken Haller and Mama's Boy. That's next Thursday and Friday nights, 8 p.m. at the Gaslight Theater. Go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to more information about those performances. And, you're a pediatrician. You've made that point. That kind of works into your act. I just want to say that you're involved with the American Academy of Pediatrics, and you're taking a leadership role.
Yeah. I'm now the president-elect of the state chapter. So that means that I've had a lot of meetings out of town and with the Missouri chapter is part of the 6th District, which involves about 7 other states, and it's pretty cool. I mean, the American Academy of Pediatrics is doing great things to make sure that kids get health care and are well.
One thing, Ken Haller, before you go, you're turning 60 on Halloween night. You're going to be performing that night.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned when you turn 60?
Well, I think I can answer that better with a song.
Secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill. But since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is in opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let that stand in your way. Anyone knows that love is the only road. Since we're only here for a while, might as well show some style. Give us a smile, isn't it a lovely ride? Gliding down, try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride.